What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. This is my show. My friends come on and you know them. We talk about the sports you care about, basketball now, golf, and the metronome of your life, baseball. Whether it's opening day, the big tournament, or one of the majors, we have the best to preview it and break down just what happened. And let's not forget the important stuff, the amount of daylight where I live, the importance of speedies, and the rankings of beach-style pizza. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go, juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Whether you happen to be in Canada, Toronto, I'm naming cities, obviously, in Canada. You could be in Calgary. You could be in Montreal. You could be in Vancouver. You could be in Edmonton. I don't know where you at. But again, I'm in Georgia. And thank you to everybody all over the damn place. You can always tune in on this show using the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. Shout out to all my truck drivers. You can lock in by asking a smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. We are everywhere all the time. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey for holding it down in New York City. And again, thank you to you, because without you, there is no show. Second day of the NFL's legal tampering period has been very, very busy. I mean, just over the past 30 minutes, we've learned that Daniil Hunter, former quarterback record for the Minnesota Vikings, is going to be playing for the Houston Texans. 2 years, $49 million. We learned that Jordan Poyer, former safety for the Buffalo Bills, he doesn't have to worry about that cold weather anymore, unless he's going to go back and play against Buffalo. He's now a member of the Miami Dolphins. And we've already had a busy show, because this show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. We were joined by Lorenzo Neal. Shout outs to Lorenzo. Held it down, helped block for LaDainian Tomlinson all those years, and 16 years in the NFL at the fullback position, Pro Bowler, All Pro. Big news, big deal. So thank you to Lorenzo Neal for coming through and talking running backs with us, especially with all the running backs who have just moved over the past 48 hours. Yesterday, it was Saquon to the Eagles. And today, Derrick Henry makes his move to the Baltimore Ravens. Everybody's still moving and shaking. And next hour, we're going to talk about the quarterbacks. Lorenzo had an excellent point about Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins, the impact that both of these gentlemen are going to have on their new teams. Obviously, Russell with the Steelers, Kirk Cousins with the Falcons. So it's been a busy, busy 2 days. And this is what the NFL wants, to basically dominate the headlines any way necessary. And speaking of headlines, Hickey mentioned this at the beginning of the show. I've never known a quarterback who's also been vice president of the United States of America. But if you had to guess at a quarterback who would attempt to do so, who do you think it'd be? We'll talk about that momentarily. We'll also talk about the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, they lose Danielle Hunter, but then they add some guy named Sam Darnold. How exciting that is, right? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Greg. He's calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, Greg?
JR, Mr. Positive. Oh, my God. Wow. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry. Can you say Super Bowl possibly? I mean, you got a scrambler, a great athlete. You got a beast like Marshawn Lynch, but maybe better. Look out. Josh Elvis Allen versus Lamar Jackson. I see that in the Super Bowl. Wow, what a pickup. Yeah, you're right. Football's on fire with everyone going to Wilson going to the Steelers and Cousins going to Atlanta. Whoa, we got some great football coming up. What say you, big fella?
Oh, I don't know if I'm all that enthusiastic about Ravens to the Super Bowl. Why? Because they added Derrick Henry?
I mean, yeah, it would be like Barry Sanders wanting to retire, but then all of a sudden you light a match because, wow, I really will be going someplace with this team. And, like you said, JR, he's going to definitely pick it up. I definitely going, wow, he's going to be excited to really even play better. I really see it.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much better he can play. I will tell you this. If this was Barry Sanders, maybe I'd be singing a different tune. Okay. Not to take anything away from Derrick Henry, who's also going to end up in a Hall of Fame. But I'll just say this. The Ravens have to figure out, like, a passing attack. Like, they have to figure out, because they're gonna run through all things, you know, being equal, that they stay healthy. The Baltimore Ravens are just going to run people over throughout the course of the regular season. But there are going to be instances where they have to play from behind, and that's the element, and that's the part where I think people legitimately, they got to kind of go, well, can y'all do it? You know, is Lamar Jackson, you know, pushing that game-winning drive in the postseason? That's the hump that they need to get over, and that's the part where I don't know, outside of Derrick Henry hitting a home run, if that's going to happen.
Wow. J.R., you're speaking reality. I love it. Love you, brother. Everyone go for your dreams.
Thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Go for your dreams. Hickey, that sounded very, dare I say, presidential? A slogan like go for your dreams? Isn't that something that somebody would say after, you know, stumping on a campaign?
Thanks so much for coming out, guys. Appreciate your support. And remember, go for your dreams. Absolutely would be the end of like one of those presidential speeches or maybe a debate.
Now, what type of work? We're going to get into Sam Darnold. Please believe it. Former quarterback for the New York Jets. We'll get there. Hickey, you hit me up about this before the show started. And it's just like, yeah, I just had to roll my eyes. Aaron Rodgers. And Jesse Ventura, yes, Jesse the Body Ventura, they top Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s list for running mate. If you're not keeping up with politics, good for you. I ain't trying to dive all that deep into it outside of the nuttiness of it right now. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was running as a Democrat. The man is now an independent. And Aaron Rodgers is someone that he's considering to be his running mate? What? Have I missed something here? This is the world that we live in? And I want somebody to have some public policy experience. I want someone to understand how things work. It's nutty. Just to vote anybody in? And how the hell is this supposed to work? If Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback for the New York Jets, this man just said like last week, he's like, oh, yeah, I want to play another year or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years. I've never known an NFL quarterback to moonlight as vice president. And so what is he going to do then? Is he just going to up and retire? Like, what are we doing? Not that I expect RFK Jr. to get the presidential nomination or even end up on the, well, he might end up on a ballot. Not that I expect him to win, If anything, he's going to snatch votes away from Biden and Trump. But the fact is, this is what the New York Jets signed up for. Hickey, did they know they were getting this?
Not presidential, you know, consideration. I would say probably no. Other things that have been documented, yes. You know, he's been out there. He's not shy to show it. I don't think, though, in their wildest dreams, they ever thought, hey, with Aaron in town, we have to worry about him leaving us for not another team, but for the Oval Office. You're not on their checklist. That's wild.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, he'll say something wild. He'll get into a fight with Jimmy Kimmel about vaccinations. You know, he'll tell everybody that they need. Wait. Let me try this again. Now I'm putting one and one together, making it equal two. Isn't this the same Aaron Rodgers who at the end of the year had a press conference and basically said that the New York Jets need to limit distractions in order for them to succeed? Isn't this the same dude who said this?
With a straight face, too, by the way. He yep, he was frustrated. Anything that doesn't lead to winning, he said, cut that BS out.
So, and then it's being reported that he is openly, you know, having conversations. It's just, like, we can't make this up. I gotta be honest. It's just, I like folks to have experience, to at least know something. You know, even for Steph Curry, I couldn't believe this. Steph Curry was on CBS Mornings because he has a new documentary, a new book, helping people out. That's all good and great. But Steph Curry was asked about like aspirations post-career and political office, and I'm just like, oh, why? Listen to what he had to say.
Steph Curry for president? Yay, nay, maybe.
Maybe.
Do you have an interest in politics?
I have an interest in leveraging every part of my influence for good in the way that I can. So if that's the way to do it, then I'm not saying the presidency, but if politics is a way that you can create meaningful change, or if there's another way outside of politics, you know, that we can do.
You're not ruling it out?
No.
2028, you never
not
know.
That soon.
Not that soon, okay.
Yeah, not. I guess he'll still be shooting threes 4 years from now, right? Steph Curry, knock down threes, he could do it.
Maybe from the presidential court, though. Like Obama was doing.
Nah.
Then we'll get Steph Curry's bracket every March.
Oh, well, it'd be even more legitimate than Obama's, right?
That's right. Oh, that's true. That's for sure. Although he probably had like Davidson win it every year, so we'll see.
It's like no win situation out here. I mean, the people who have experience are just, and the people who don't have experience, like, come on now. I think over the past 4 years, I've heard The Rock. Now Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, not president, but a VP. Like, what are we doing here? Hickey, when are you running for office? What are you waiting on?
I guess when I turn 35, that's going to be my big birthday gift to myself.
Ah.
I'm entering the election.
Ah, that's what's holding you up all these years?
Damn age limits, you know?
Oh, well. Age limits? You sure we have some?
Well, minimum age limits, we'll say.
Oh, minimum. We sure as
hell. No maximum, just minimum.
Yeah, when you're 110, you'll be able to go out there and still sit on the ballot, Hickey. So you got time, man. Don't rush it.
I'll start my JR, VP?
Me? Nah.
We can change it to like JR VP brief?
Nah.
No? Come on. Nah. If I run, I need a VP.
Nah, not me. You don't got nobody else?
How about this? You run for president, I'll be your VP.
I ain't got time for that stuff, man.
No?
Nah, it's too messy for me, man. I wish we got to a place where it was just, I don't know, people cared about people, but that's not the case anymore. Everything, politics is big business, like most things. And so that part I am not a fan of. And so when you got Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, I like the New York Jets, when the quarterback of your team, like, who does this? Like, I'm still trying to rationalize who even entertains it. And here's the other thing, which lets you know that Aaron Rodgers is the New York Jets. Hickey, do you think he got a phone call from anybody about this? No, he didn't.
Robert Saleh's not saying anything about this.
Nobody,
no chance.
Nobody's calling him. Joe Douglas isn't calling him. My guy in communications isn't calling him. You know, Woody Johnson might send a text, just go, ha-ha. Everybody's just kissing his ass. It's just, it's a wild, wild world that we live in.
Get ready for a new injury report. Aaron Rodgers, out week 3, presidential primaries.
Ah, right? Sure. Do you think he quit? He'd retire. If he got this job, he'd quit, right? He quit.
Yes, he would retire. Oh, actually, knowing him, he would probably try to drag it out so that, you know, he gets the most attention possible. But when push comes to shove, he'd, I mean.
Well, all thi- we, I mean, listen, all things considered, and I'm over here talking like this is, I don't believe this is going to happen, first of all. But if it were, you know, nobody gets sworn in until, like, you know, beginning of January. So I think there'd be some wiggle room, right?
Play the Jets are in the Super Bowl a month from then. And he has a big meeting.
You know what? We have reached the point of life. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't. I don't believe this is going to happen, but the fact that we can have a conversation about, look, he may not even make the guys, you know, make it as his VP. The fact that, how old is Jesse Ventura? Does it matter now at this point? Jesse Ventura got to be in his 80s right now, right?
Looks like it, at least.
Yeah, Jesse Ventura, how old is he? Oh, no, he's younger than what I thought. He's only 72 years old.
Oh, okay, spry.
Yeah, he is. I thought Jesse Ventura. Listen, it's just things you can't make up. Shout outs to Jesse Ventura. Got his feet wet in Minnesota, and I didn't know he was still trying to get his feet wet. Wild stuff in a wild world that we live in. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of Minnesota, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about some changes in Minnesota. They got a new quarterback. He's worse than Kirk Cousins. They got a new running back. Well, I think he might be an improvement. They've lost a defensive player. And damn it, if you're a Minnesota Vikings fan, I feel bad for you. I'm going to explain on the other side of the break. I didn't even talk about their likely disgruntled wide receiver. I'm going to talk Vikings on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. I won't run for anything. I'll be back.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
It's that time of year. Cash the Ticket. Jim Costa with Mike Valeni. We shift the focus from football to college hoops. Playing that system that's not a system, but sure plays like a system leading up to the tournament. We're looking for that value with the daily dimes. We look for the gross lines, getting us ready for the tournament where we're going to break down all the matchups and have an eye on some future plays too. This time of year, baby. Search Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Hickey, we got another move? Like, what's going on here?
We got not a free agent signing, JR, a trade.
No, what happened?
A trade going down, one less weapon now for Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. receiver Deontay Johnson going from Pittsburgh to Carolina, along with a seventh-round pick. Steelers are getting corner Dante Jackson. So DJ for DJ.
Oh, how about that? At least Bryce Young got somebody else to throw the ball to, right?
Until Deontay Johnson starts throwing his hands up in the air and, you know, making a scene like he did in Pittsburgh.
Oh, well, I think he's going to get a whole hell of a lot more chances and opportunities.
I think you're right about that. You're definitely right about that.
Man, look, I think the Panthers are still looking for wide receivers. They could add five more guys, and they would still need some help for Bryce Young, who Dave Canales, at least in his first job, I don't know how much rope he's going to get. Look, I mean, when you had Adam Thielen out there, that man is about old as dirt at this stage of his career. So at least they add Deontay Johnson. And I think at this point he would probably be wide receiver number one for Bryce Young. At least he gets a little bit of help. 855-212-4CBS. Travis is calling from Iowa. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's going on, Travis?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you every night when I get home from school. So,
awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm a huge Tennessee Titans fan, so uh-oh. I was a little disappointed. Yeah. I was a little disappointed that we got rid of Derrick Henry, but, you know, it is a business, and I wish him all the best in Baltimore. I think it'll be a good fit for them.
Okay, so what do you feel about the team moving forward?
For my Titans?
Yes.
I think it's going to be a train wreck.
I agree.
Will Levis, I don't think he's a franchise quarterback. I know we got a new stadium coming in 2027. I don't see him around by then. I don't see Ryan Callahan being the coach by then.
Oh, wow. Okay. He didn't even coach one game yet.
I know, but everyone's hyped up about him. I'm not. We'll see what happens, Joe.
Okay. You sound pretty sad about this. I understand. You got a lot of lean years in front of you, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck in the future. If you ever need a quarterback or they need a quarterback, they should ask you.
No, I have no athletic talent.
Ah, yeah. Don't say you don't have talent. That's not accurate.
No, I have no athletic talent. I sing, so.
Oh, well, beautiful. Well, keep on singing, Travis. You call me anytime, okay?
I will. Thank you, JR. Appreciate you taking my call.
Of course, Travis. Thank you for calling from Iowa. Yeah, listen, if you're a Tennessee Titans fan, how could you not be miserable? How could you not? The team has basically been bottomed out because they're afraid to look at the truth. Amy Adams is afraid to stare the truth at the face and just go, hey, you want to know why we stink? It's not because Mike Vrabel is in here telling everybody how bad they are, because they don't got no talent. And now they stripped everything down to the studs. And look, if I was a Titans fan, I'd be pretty miserable too. Speaking of being miserable, Minnesota Vikings fans know all about miserable. Kirk Cousins, gone. For the life of me, I don't understand why Minnesota couldn't be a little bit more aggressive in keeping him. It's like they just let him go to Atlanta. Anyway, who's his replacement? Sam Darnold. The New York Jets, well, former New York Jets quarterback, who used to see ghosts out on the field. The former New York Jets quarterback, who on any given Sunday would throw the ball to the wrong team. Sam Darnold, the same quarterback. I'll give him some credit. He started one game for the 49ers last year. And he started that game after they basically already clinched their playoff berth. And they did not want Brock Purdy to get hurt. And so what did they do? Hey, Sam, get out there. If anybody's going to get hurt, it'll be you. Sam Darnold. Amazing career numbers of 63 touchdowns, 56 interceptions. And people would call me up at the end of the season and say, well, Did you see Sam Darnold in that one game that he started? Did you see what Sam Darnold could do? Well, now Sam Darnold is going to be throwing the rock around for the Minnesota Vikings. And if I'm Justin Jefferson, I ain't happy about this. The only thing that's going to make Justin Jefferson happy is when he wakes up and he knows that he is the NFL's highest paid wide receiver, because it's coming. He's going to get his deal. He's going to get his contract. There's no Danielle Hunter that they have to pay. There is no Kirk Cousins. I think if you want to appease a fan base, and dare I say even appease Justin Jefferson, you got to pay the dude. And you have to pay him more than Tyreek Hill, which means you have to give him more than $30 million a year and pray at some point over the next year and a half that you get your hands on a quarterback, because Sam Darnold is not it. And Justin Jefferson, I don't even know what the hell he wants from a quarterback. Because it was only a couple of weeks ago, a matter of fact, it was only from the Super Bowl, that Justin Jefferson was here on CBS Sports Radio with Zach Gelb. And Justin Jefferson is just like, yeah, I want Kirk Cousins back. Listen to this.
He's been doing great for us. You know, he's been, putting up tremendous numbers for us. So I would like to have him back. Of course, having that connection with him for 4 years, you know, it's tough to regain that with, you know, a new quarterback.
Huh. Okay. Well, Kirk Cousins is gone. And now you do have a new quarterback. And it was only from last week. How do things change so fast? But they do. Justin Jefferson was on the herd. And he just was like, hey, I want us to get Justin Fields.
You know, we have to build on, for after Kirk or whatever the case may be. But having Justin Fields brings a little bit more pressure to other teams by having, you know, a dominant quarterback like he is.
Hickey, did he just say Justin Fields is a dominant quarterback?
He did. And I think it was being dead serious.
These wide receivers are kissing ass for, like, quarterbacks that aren't even on their teams yet. Like, I understand, for instance, Mike Evans a couple of weeks ago. He signs his new contract. He says Baker Mayfield is elite, in my opinion. That's what he said. At least he punctuated at the end. He's like, in my opinion. Like, we know why you're saying that, because he just threw you the ball. Justin Fields is still on the Chicago Bears. There's not an NFL team that's wanted to trade for or add Justin Fields to their roster. But one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in the entire NFL is sitting down saying Justin Fields is dominant? Have I missed something? If he was so dominant, how come nobody wants him? If he's so dominant, how come Kirk Cousins has a new job? How come Russell Wilson has a job? And yeah, sure, those dudes were pretty much free to sign wherever they wanted to go. Justin Fields is still under contract. But how come he hasn't been moved? Where else is there for him to go? Justin Fields is going to be stuck on the damn bench somewhere. I mean, Gardner Minshew got a job with the Raiders. Think they're going to trade for Justin Fields? I hope he got his clipboard carrying skills together. He ain't going anywhere. And Justin Jefferson, don't worry about quarterbacks, man. What a poor evaluator of talent. Just take your $30 million, park it, and relax. Get used to Sam Darnold overthrowing you, underthrowing you, throwing by you, throwing in front of you, throwing past you, throwing to the safety, throwing to the linebacker, throwing tip passes at the line of scrimmage. Sam Darnold is going to throw the ball everywhere but to you. Congratulations, Sam Darnold, for getting another chance and opportunity. From the Jets to the Panthers to a bench warmer with the 49ers, maybe he's picked up just a little bit of experience. And oh yeah, how can I forget? Aaron Jones is also a member of the Minnesota Vikings. Green Bay Packers said, we don't want you. We got Josh Jacobs. Now Aaron Jones is a member of the Minnesota Vikings. And maybe Kirk Cousins can throw him the ball from the backfield. That's if Kirk Cousins can accurately throw the football. Aaron Jones, a versatile running back in the league. A one-year contract, $7 million. Wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. So many moves. People just moving and shaking and being traded and released and signing all over the place. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll discuss someone who is also a backup quarterback. New face, new place. I'll tell you who it is.
Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, there has been so much news over the past couple of days about quarterbacks moving around. We'll spend time talking about Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins and who's going to have more impact on their team. We're going to get into that next hour. But I will say this. Amongst all of the names that have just changed places, the backups are moving too. I told you about Sam Darnold. He is likely going to be the starter for the Minnesota Vikings. I don't care what happens in the draft or trade up or what happens. Sam Darnold is likely going to be the starter for the Vikings. Also today, early today, we learned that Jameis Winston is going to be the backup quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Jameis Winston has spent the past couple of seasons down in New Orleans, was supposed to be the heir apparent to Drew Brees, and then that didn't work, and then he blew out his leg, and then they brought in Derek Carr, and now Jameis is a backup. And before Jameis blew out his leg a couple of seasons ago, he was having a damn good season for the New Orleans Saints. 14 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. It's like he actually learned something from that horror show that he had to conclude his time in Tampa, where he basically had a 30-30 season, and not the type that you would want. 33 touchdowns to 30 interceptions. Well, now Jameis Winston is going to be out there backing up Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Watson, as we know, he has also had his own injuries. He has blown out his leg. He, this past season, blew out his damn shoulder. It was broken. And so you got to think about with the Browns that you just might see Jameis Winston out there on the field at some point throughout the year. And it's crazy. The last time we saw Jameis Winston or heard from him, he was explaining like why he decided to alter a play call and a blowout. The Saints were smacking up the Falcons. This is to close the season. Jamal Williams really didn't get a lot of the ball throughout the course of the year. And so Jameis called an audible instead of taking a knee. He called for a touchdown. And Arthur Smith, who was the Falcons coach at the time, we know he got fired. That's pretty much the last scene that anybody got of him on the football field, as he was just ticked off that they would dare run a play to score at the end of a game. Dennis Allen had to tell him, listen, Jameis Winston did that by himself. I had nothing to do with that. And so I think the writing was on the wall that Jameis was going to go. But I'm real interested to know what Jameis Winston is going to say when he gets a microphone in front of him. Because we know he is prone to say wild and crazy things. Like when he described his rehab, when he talked about his recovery from his ACL. I learned more about anatomy than I learned in school. Listen to Jameis.
Everything about your body, you have to be able to work certain things. Just because my knee hurting, that doesn't mean that I need to work my knee. I need to work my hips, right? I need to work my ankles. And you got certain things that we're all like, it's, our body is so symmetrical, right? You got your wrists, you know, and then what are your wrists on the bottom half? Your ankles, you know, you got your shoulders up top. What are your shoulders? Your hips, you know what I'm saying? You got your elbows. What are your elbows?
Your knees.
Your knees, right? Like, so it's symmetrical.
Hickey, did you know that?
I knew the leg bone's connected to the thigh bone.
But you didn't know your elbows are like your knees for your legs?
I guess I never thought about it that way.
Well, now Jameis helped you out. We're all so much better now. Just a modern day. not Doogie Howser, right? No.
No.
Listen.
Doctor, maybe?
Yeah. I don't know. If Jameis Winston is coming to give you medical advice, then I think you might be seeing the end of days. Okay, good on him. I would be, to be a fly in that quarterback room with Deshaun Watson and Jameis Winston, sign me up for it. And we are unlikely to hear a lot from Jameis Winston outside of maybe preseason and things hit the fan, then we'll hear more from him. I'm hoping for it. Because he is a quote anytime he opens up his damn mouth. And speaking of backup quarterbacks, Jameis isn't the only backup QB. How about this? Drew Locke is signing with the New York Giants. The New York Giants have their hands on a backup quarterback. We know that they have to pay Daniel Jones about $40 million per year. Drew Locke, can he start in the NFL? The answer is yes. He just finished up with Seattle. Let's remember, he was traded from Denver to Seattle with Russell Wilson. And now Russell Wilson is gone. And now Drew Locke is moving on. There was a thought that, listen, if Geno Smith wasn't going to be the guy, then maybe Drew Locke would have been. And so the New York Giants, I'm not trying to read tea leaves here. But if you're adding Drew Locke and you already have to pay Daniel Jones, would it shock me if they added a wide receiver at number 6 in the draft? I'm not expecting it. But it would make me kind of scratch my head and just go, well, damn, do the New York Giants believe in anybody? Hickey, what do you think the hell they're doing here?
I think this screams they are going to not draft a quarterback. Just because I don't think you're going to have a rookie quarterback plus Drew Locke plus Daniel Jones on the roster even for just 1 year. I feel like this now says maybe offensive line, maybe a receiver, maybe a trade back and try to get some extra draft picks. And you look at this offense, they need a lot of help. And I think Drew Locke signals they're going to take the long road.
Yeah, Drew Locke is just, he's break, and I haven't seen this sign in a while. What's typically in there? Like an axe, right? Like break glass in case of an emergency?
Yeah.
It's an axe, right? Look, if they got to break the glass and put Drew Locke into the game, New York Giants fans will just have one collective giant groan. I actually feel bad for fans of the New York Giants because this is not going to get better. This is all going to get worse before it gets better. First of all, Saquon Barkley is gone. And I hate to tell you, they were going to be losers with or without Saquon, and it doesn't have anything to do with Saquon Barkley. They bring in Devin Singletary. He ain't as good as Saquon. You have Daniel Jones out there. Who the hell is he throwing the ball to? And now Drew Locke is the backup? And I hate to predict injury. I'm not a genius here. But when Daniel Jones has to go out, whether it be for one play or two plays or a series, or they need to evaluate this man for a concussion, Drew Locke is a joke. And that's what the New York Giants are right now, a joke. What are the odds that both the Jets and Giants are two massive jokes and they share the same stadium? I mean, it was only a couple of weeks ago that Mecole Hardman decided to take a blowtorch to the New York Jets. And then you got Sauce Gardner saying that this guy was leaking our plays. And of course, Sauce Gardner, like everybody else, had to sit down on a podcast and tell everybody about Mecole Hardman. He sat down with The Pivot And he says he is not shocked, he is not surprised that Mecole Hardman was running his mouth and has been running his mouth about the Jets and how bad his experience was.
When I first met Mecole, I think it was in Cali, the first thing I thought is, like, he talk a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I really wasn't surprised by, like, him getting on the podcast and just talking about everything. If you ask me, it looked like he was just happy to be there. But, like, he shouldn't have got on there talking about the Jets because he could have just took the high road. You won a Super Bowl.
True. He did win a Super Bowl. He did win a championship. He didn't have to take a crap on the Jets, but I guess that's what everybody wants to do with Nathaniel Hackett. Mecole Hardman had to tell everybody, oh, yeah, we had no offensive strategy and we sucked when Aaron Rodgers went down. And he omitted the fact that he got beat out by a rookie. And didn't talk about that now, did he? Sauce Gardner continued on. He basically said, look, Sauce Gardner didn't even do a, well, no, Mecole Hardman didn't do a damn thing to even earn his right to play. Listen.
If you really know what it is, what it takes to win, let me just put you out here. If you know what it takes to win, I'm saying, you're going to make sure you let the team know. We always around each other. We always in the locker room having fun. We always in the meetings. We always talking to each other after practice. But the reason he couldn't do that is because he never earned his stripes. He came in the facility and just thought he had a made for him. Like, if you know what it takes to win, you're not going to go to practice and drop hella punts and then have excuses to why you're dropping them. You know, you're not going to go in a special teams meeting and get cussed out by the special team coordinator. Like, it's just certain things that's not going to happen if you truly know what it takes to win.
Oh, I like how he threw barbs at him. He's like, hey, man, you couldn't even go out there and catch a pass.
You couldn't even catch a punt.
Couldn't catch a punt. I love it. I love the beef. I love the beef. Anyway, let's see where Mecole Hardman ends up because, quite frankly, as much of his gums that he yapped and running his mouth in Kansas City, like, if I'm another team, why do I want to bring on a guy who got loose lips? What are you going to talk about when you leave here, too? Why are you starting beef? You didn't even do nothing. Yeah, he caught the game-winning pass in the Super Bowl. I mean, how ridiculous would it be? Well, let's put it this way. We wouldn't hear from Mecole Hardman if he dropped that game-winning pass in the Super Bowl. That dude would be in witness protection right now. It's just, it's ironic that both New York football teams are jokes. The New York Giants are a joke because they are just so bad. They are garbage. And the New York Jets, they're a joke because they have almost a no choice. They selected Zach Wilson. They realized that this guy was a bum. And they had no choice but to bring in Aaron Rodgers, who is now, contemplating a vice presidential run on the ticket of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. These are things that you cannot make up. Welcome to 2024. Hey, Hickey, pick one. Which New York football team is more of a joke, the Giants or the Jets?
More of a joke, I'll go with the Jets, considering they may lose their quarterback to the Oval Office. At least the Giants don't have to worry about that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they just have bad quarterbacks.
Yeah, their quarterback just sucks. Yeah.
Would you rather have a crappy quarterback or one that could leave you, though, for the presidency?
Ah. Well, let's also remember, he's old, too. He's old.
Off an Achilles.
He blew out his leg in the fourth play of last year. And so how long is it going to take this year? The fourth game? The Jets are desperate. That's what they've been. The New York Jets are desperate. And the New York Giants are just pitiful. When misery loves company, at least they share a stadium together. That place sounds like a house of horrors. I hope nobody gets hurt when they play the World Cup there in a few years, right? Well, damn. Well, they're gonna put out grass, so everybody will be okay. Hopefully I didn't jinx it. Anyway, Jets and Giants got bad juju. That's just the facts, folks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. I guess, he's not a loser. No more loser quarterbacks. We're going to talk about Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins, the effect that they will have on the individual teams, and which guy is going to have more of an effect. Is it Kirk with the Falcons? Is it Russell with the Steelers? We'll talk about it. And then Jonas Schaefer is going to join us from the Baltimore Banner. We're going to talk about Derrick Henry joining the Baltimore Ravens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
It's that time of year. Cash the Ticket. Jim Costa with Mike Valeni. We shift the focus from football to college hoops. Playing that system that's not a system, but sure plays like a system leading up to the tournament. We're looking for that value with the daily dimes. We look for the gross lines, getting us ready for the tournament where we're going to break down all the matchups and have an eye on some future plays, too. This time of year, baby. Search Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.